So here we come. I believe we now, yes, we have them on the line. Welcome, Rich, and looking forward to hearing you guys.
Well, thank you very much, Bruce. We are indeed here and getting ready to go for tomorrow's season opener with the Black Bears and the Panthers of Florida International. And, Bob, I think the optimal word for both teams is change. Both teams looking at a lot of new faces in a lot of new places.
Absolutely. Maine has 37 new players, including 10 transfers, and FIU has 55 new players, including 23 transfers.
Now, last year, FIU went 4-8 under new coach Mike McIntyre. He's a guy who's known for rebuilding programs, and he certainly got their win total up last year. They actually began their season last week in Week 0 with a tough loss against Louisiana Tech. They looked good early, had a 14-0 lead, but couldn't really generate consistent offense.
No, they couldn't, Rich. They ran the ball well in the first half. They had 158 rushing yards. They opened up a 17-3 lead, but then they only had 20 yards rushing in the second half. And passing-wise, they struggled all night, only 4 total yards passing in the ball game.
For the Black Bears, they're coming off a 2-9 season. And in terms of their record, they're worst in more than 4 decades, but those things can be misleading. On one hand, you are what you are, but on the other hand, Maine was in nearly every game and had, I think, more heartbreaking losses in one season than we've ever seen.
Oh, absolutely. Maine lost 5 games by a total of 11 points, and 8 of their 9 FCS games were decided by 10 points or less last year.
All right, so as we look at this new season, also some new coaches on board, 6 new coaches, Jordan Stevens in his first year at the helm. Let's talk a little bit about the new coordinators, optimism about both sides of the football with these new coordinators coming in, although one of them is not really new to longtime Black Bear fans.
No, that would be Jeff Commissione, who's now the defensive coordinator. Just really excited to have him back. He's got 20-plus years of coaching experience at 6 different Division I institutions. His last job was at Cornell. I just think what he has done, he's connected with the team. They are really excited about having him here. He's got that historical perspective of Maine football and the black hole. And he just makes great relationships. I think he's going to try to keep things simple and be fast and physical for 4 quarters.
And Stephen Cooper, the new offensive coordinator, has a solid pedigree, and we've heard good things about him from other coaches and the players as well.
Absolutely, Rich. He was an offensive coordinator at Portland State. He spent some time at Nebraska. He's very creative offensively. He's going to have a balanced offense, but he's going to take some shots down the field and keep you off balance and definitely make the opponent defend the whole field.
All right, let's look at the offense, Bob. Let's start with the quarterback. Derek Robertson, he's a leader of this team. He's been around the program for quite some time. He subbed as a starter when Joe Fagnano was hurt a couple of seasons back, and he's a captain of the team this year. He's their go-to guy, and the coaching staff is very confident in him being able to take his game to the next level.
Well, he was thrown into the fire at James Madison when Joe Fagnano got hurt back in 2021. Don't believe at that time he'd ever thrown a college pass, but he really acquitted himself quite well in the fall of 2021. He got 7 starts. He threw for 1,505 yards, had 12 touchdown passes, only 4 interceptions. He has really, I think, gained knowledge and experience over the last year that's really going to help him this year. He has lived in Steve Cooper's office. He's a football junkie. He loves football. His brother's a coach at Monmouth, where he's the quarterback coach there. I'm sure they talk a lot. And I just think that he loves football. He's very bright, and he makes very accurate throws into very tight windows. I've watched it in the spring. I've seen it during the summer practices. He is going to try to get the ball to his playmakers in space, and he has the ability, if needed, to run and get out of that pocket and make some plays. And I hope that we see that, because that's going to be another facet of his game, I think, that's really going to make Maine's offense shine.
He's got some good targets out there. Montego Moss had a breakout season last year, the king of the one-handed catch. Every time he touched the ball, it seems he was able to pull it down. But Michael Monios had some big plays last year. They're confident that Jamie Lampson can step up, and they've got a very good-looking grad student who came here from Lafayette in Joe Gillespie. Gillette.
Yeah, very impressed with Joe Gillette. He's got good speed. He's got great athleticism. He's very strong. He's 5'10", 200 pounds, a grad student, played at Lafayette. And at Lafayette, he had 70 receptions for 928 yards, two touchdowns. But, Rich, he's worked so hard in the offseason, these numbers are mind-blowing. He squats 500 pounds. He has a better clean than anybody on the team, 345 pounds. He has a vertical jump that's a team best of 38 inches, the best 10-yard shuttle, and the best pro shuttle and the best 10-yard dash. So he's really impressed people so far this year with his dedication off the field, the strength and conditioning, and his ability on the field to make big plays.
They lose a big part of their offense in tight end Sean Bowman, the grad student, transferred out and landed at the FBS level. But they've got two guys they like a lot back there. Cooper Heisey, who has been with the team for a while but has battled injury. He's healthy and ready to go. And a guy we were impressed with in some limited duty last year in Rohan Jones.
Yeah, Rohan Jones is the whole package. He's a guy that's got the strength to block inside. He's 6'2", 235 pounds. You can put him as a wide receiver, you can put him in the slot, and he can take the top off the defense. He's got great speed. And he's just a guy, I think, that's going to be hard to match up with. And I'm looking forward to seeing him shine this year. Last year in 11 games, he had 9 receptions for 123 yards, 2 touchdowns. He's also somebody that can run and occasionally did last year. So excited about him. 350 bench, 515 squat for Rohan Jones. Cooper Heisey is an athlete. He was hurt. He played only in 4 games at Rutgers for 3 years. Didn't get any action last year. But he looks great in preseason, Rich. 6'4", 250, squatted 450 pounds. When I say he's an athlete, in high school, he threw for 5,402 yards and 46 TDs. He was recruited to Rutgers as a quarterback.
And we've had great success here at Maine with guys who were quarterbacks in high school.
Absolutely, including Drew Belcher most recently.
Absolutely. Now let's take a look at the running game, because that might be a big question mark, because we know historically Maine has to be able to run the ball to be successful. The only guys returning, Tavian Banks, who looks to be their number one right now, and John Gay, who has seen pretty limited duty in his time at Maine.
Yeah, and I think they've really, again, benefited from off-season conditioning. Tavian Banks looks great. You know, last year in limited action, he had 86 yards rushing, 4 receptions for 40 yards. But he's got the speed. He's got the elusiveness. He's got the strength. Bench presses 340, squats 500 pounds. And he's really looked good. That's what Maine needs. They need somebody that can run between the tackles and break tackles, but get to the second level and get away.
All right, the name of the game is, of course, opening up holes for the offense and protecting the quarterback. And knowing that that was a need for the Black Bears, Jordan Stevens and the coaching staff went out and brought in a lot of offensive linemen. I think at one point back in the spring, they had something like 19 linemen in camp, and they feel pretty good. And we know from what we've seen in preseason, if nothing else, this line is deep and big.
Yeah, very big. They average 6'5", 307 pounds. And they've added somebody to the mix, a transfer. Joe Horn is at center this year. Mike Giraci graduated, and he looks great. He is strong, benches 405. He squats well over 500 pounds. Great feet. I saw him doing some pass protecting in the last scrimmage, and he looked great. So I'm really excited about having him in there. And, Rich, what's happened is people that have been here for 2 or 3 years have gained experience over the last few years, gotten stronger in the weight room, and they're ready to flex their muscles and control that line of scrimmage.
No question about that. We're breaking down the game plan for Maine at FIU tomorrow. Rich Kimball, Bob Lucy with you here from Miami. Let's take a look at the defensive side of things. And again, a lot of changes on the defense, but they've brought in some talent. They've got a core of good returnees. And let's start with up front, because the name of the game is put pressure on the quarterback and try to force some turnovers this year. And that'll start with a couple of veterans in the middle in John Costanza and Josh Lezen.
Yeah, they've played some football here in the past, but this year it's their time to shine. And Josh Leeson, will start with him, had 9 games that he participated in last year, 21 tackles. in that spring game, you could see him as just a space eater in there. I mean, he was impossible to move out of there. He has a 425-pound bench, best on the team, 570-pound squat, and he is a great athlete. He was a tremendous shot putter in high school, threw the shot about 61 feet. I like him a lot in there, Rich, because he is going to take up space and be hard to move out of there and really take down that inside run game. And then John Costanza, again, is a guy that played in 10 games last year. He's got some experience. He's gotten better and better every year. He's gotten bigger, 6'4", 285 pounds. He's got a 385-pound bench. He squats almost 500 pounds, and I think he's ready to shine this year.
And you've got some good guys on the edge, too, with some size and some speed, and Jacob Tuiasosopo, and a guy we were impressed with in the spring, Xavier Holmes.
Yeah, let's start with Tuiasosopo. He's looked like a star since he came in here. 6'5", 265 pounds. He hasn't had a lot of playing time. He did get in all 11 games last year. But I think, Rich, he is poised to shine this year. He's healthy. He's been working hard in the weight room. He's got a great first step coming off that end, and he's a big kid. And as for Holmes, he's like lightning off the edge. He's a heat-seeking missile. He's got a motor that goes 100 miles an hour. He's 6'3", 245 pounds. And I think he's going to surprise a lot of people this year.
Now, the Blackbears will have all new starting linebacker core, but guys that have been in the program and have some experience, and a couple of key guys. One is Vince Thomas. He's a captain of this team. He is a beast in the weight room. And then Darius McKenzie, who had been a third down specialist, but we've seen him over the last couple of seasons be a big play guy with a nose for the ball.
Absolutely. And we'll start with Vince Thomas. Great leader. He's a great leader. He spent two seasons at the Naval Academy. He was a captain of his high school team. He's a hard worker, you mentioned, strong. Benches 382, squats 570 pounds. I think he's going to be a real good leader on Maine's defense this year and do an outstanding job playing. Darius McKenzie is a guy that I've thought since he came in here as a freshman was going to be a star. He's a sophomore right now. He's 6'3", 240 pounds. He has great ability to quickly read the play and get to the point of attack. We saw it last year. They even brought him up off the edge and stunted him in passing situations. But he's got a nose for the ball. Last year, he got into 10 games, 14 tackles, a couple of sacks. I look for him to be one of the better inside linebackers, frankly, in the league this year.
And in the secondary, it's a pretty good mix of veterans with lots of experience and some talented young guys that they have high hopes for.
Yeah, it really is. It starts with Kazir Brown, 6'3", 210 junior. Last year he had 59 tackles. He had two interceptions, nine pass breakups. He's about as good as it gets in the CAA. He's healthy. You know, he had to sit out after an injury, and I think he's going to have a great year. And then you look at that safety position. Shakur Smalls, Robbie Ryobi have played a lot of football here. They have a nose for the ball. They're aggressive. They're tough. They're good leaders. I think they're going to be great. And then, as you said, Maine has brought in some people. A.K. Kamara, 5'10", 170-pound sophomore, is a transfer from Old Dominion, and he's looked real good in practice. And then they've got, you know, Damon Matthews, a guy that transferred from Rutgers, where he played in seven games, and he's another guy that's in the mix at cornerback. So I think that may be one of their deepest positions.
So as we look at the game tomorrow night, look, there are some factors that certainly pose a challenge for Maine. It's opening game. It's always a new start to the year, especially with a lot of new guys out there. There's heat, there's humidity, there's travel and all of that. But at the same time, I think knowing this team and knowing the coaching staff, too, there's an excitement to get out there and actually play because they want to take away the taste of some of those tough defeats of last season.
Yeah, absolutely, Rich. This program has a lot of pride and a tight brotherhood. I see this team as having a great culture right now, having real good team chemistry, and I think they're confident. They're a confident team going down to Florida, and they want to get this season started on the right note. It's not going to be easy, but I think Maine has to do several things. One, first and foremost, control the line of scrimmage on offense and defense. They need to be tenacious in the trenches. Secondly, they've got to continue to purge penalties and they can't turn the ball over. They got to protect the pigskin. They did a great job on that last year. They only had 9 turnovers on the season, the lowest by any Maine team in 20 years. They also cut their penalty yards down to 46.4, the lowest in the last 10 seasons. That's going to be key to do that again tonight. And then the other thing, Rich, if you can control the line of scrimmage, you got to control time of possession. Louisiana Tech last week when they defeated FIU had 38 minutes and 18 seconds in time of possession. Bryant, that took them to an overtime 38-37 game last year, Bryant lost by a point. They had 38 minutes and 18 seconds time of possession. That's what Maine needs to do. Take the ball out of their hands and really get off to a good start. And then they got to keep playing. You know, they've got to get off to a good start, and then they got to finish in the fourth quarter.
Well, the Black Bears are 2-0 all time against FIU, although it's been a while.
It has been a while. The last game was played in 2023, and I don't want to scare you, but the two teams in 2003 in Portland, a win by Maine, by the way, 24-14, combined for 30 penalties for 311 yards.
I hope that doesn't happen.
I hope so, too. Well, that's it from here in Florida. Bob and I headed out to South Beach so we can call Clem LeBrie in the wee small hours. Oh, we probably won't do that this time.
No, well, maybe.
Call Carrie instead.
Yeah.
Maine and Florida International, a 6:30 kickoff tomorrow night from Miami. Now back to Carrie and Bruce in the studio.